How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Forrest Roberts of NCBA joining us. We're back with Forrest in just a moment.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
He's the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Forrest Roberts, keynote speaker at the 2013 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Annual Convention. Talk with us after his presentation about some of the things he discussed with cattle producers at the 61st Annual Meeting of OCA.
You talked a little bit about this idea that we've got a very skeptical public that we're dealing with, that it's really a different type of audience that we're having to deal with than, say, just 5 or 10 or 15 years ago.
Sure. You know, the whole theme was around building trust, building growth. And if we look at some of our recent research, it would suggest that when you look at all of today's agriculture, 49% of consumers feel like that conventional agriculture is headed down the wrong track. So as we look at how do we build trust with today's consumer, especially that of the millennial generation, they have a lot of questions about how that, for example, in the beef industry, how that beef eating experience is actually produced. So they have and kind of begin from a sense of skepticism because they just weren't raised with any knowledge about not only where their food comes from, but how it was raised. And so we've really tried to understand not how we talk at them, but how we create a dialogue with them. And that's an effort that we've been involved with in the beef industry, not only directly within beef consumers, but also across all of today's agriculture with an effort we call the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. So we're trying to balance both sides of that in our role, not only in the beef industry, but also across all of today's agriculture.
You indicated that you know, specifically that we've got a lot of folks suspicious about how we raise our food, this way, you know, produce our cattle in this case, that we've got a lot of folks that are very skeptical about corporate involvement. When it comes down specifically to beef issues, you know, what are the kind of the flashpoints that you're really trying to most, you know, deal with or try to manage?
Well, it comes back to image and image of how beef is produced. There's a lot of questions that, again, consumers, especially of the millennial generation, so again, to book in who we're talking about here, these are consumers today that are of the age of about 13 to 33. And a lot of their questions are around the use of today's technology. So, for example, how are antibiotics used at the cow-calf level versus at the confined cattle feeding segment of the production in the supply chain? And so we're trying to work closely with them to create a dialogue with them. And actually, in a lot of the more influential millennials, we give them hands-on experience where we show them these are how these technologies are used to produce a safe, wholesome beef eating experience for them and or the older millennials, they and their families.
CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Forrest Roberts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.